Okay, your intrepid Historicon correspondent with the last of these reports, wrapping up my Historicon 2013 experience. And the last thing that I haven't spoken of that much, now that the traffic's slowing down somewhat, I it's a little safer for me to talk. Last thing I haven't spoken of yet is dealers and flea markets, so that's what we'll wrap up with. Dealers were thin on the ground. I don't know what it is about Historicon, but the big hitters were not present. With a couple of exceptions, of course. I mean, Old Glory was there. Lon was there with Brigade Games, as always. It's a pleasure to see him. We had, of course, Architects of War and Alien Dungeon. With, you know, their products, Tomahawk Studio stuff like Saga and Fantaside, and their new sort of mass combat fantasy game that they were kind of demoing, which I did not catch. So that was good. I didn't buy a lot of their stuff. In fact, I bought none of their stuff. Because I really, when I commit to Fantaside, I want to buy a lot more of it, and it's just kind of pricey right now for my current condition financially. I bought some 15 millimeter fantasy stuff. Not gonna buy a huge amount more, but for the Big Dang Boats game. But I found enough to create kind of a new faction or two. And I found a couple of personality packs and stuff. So I'll probably always add a few things to this game. I really enjoy Splintered Light. That's one of my favorite vendors. And Rebel Miniatures. Those guys are just terrific. And just fun to talk to. They like to play, and they like to... And they're definitely like a gamer's miniature vendor, because they definitely walk the walk and talk the talk. They're good dudes. So I bought from them, and I bought some stuff for that Magi game that I've been talking about and never run, but with the 54mm Wizards. I'm kind of inspired now, because I Big Dang Boats has been kind of on the back burner for 10 years, and I just broke it out and did it because I had all this stuff together, and I got all that stuff together for the Magi game, so I'm going to do that too at the summer camp that I run. So I bought a kind of a bigger 40mm hex map to run that game on, and a bunch of cool accessories to make it look all wizardly and stuff. This is going to be a fun game. I'm looking forward to running it. Let's see, what else did I get? I got some Pyco armor, World War I stuff. I was really inspired Saturday night. Somebody had taken the Sky Dreadnoughts or Leviathans game that, man, I really liked the look of and bought a bunch of. And, like, I can't make head or tail of the rules. I find the rules poorly written and confusing and really just irritatingly badly done. But I love the models, so I think I'm going to repurpose those models and probably come up with my own game. Kind of a steampunky mass combat World War I-ish type game, like I saw on Saturday night, but maybe not quite as science fiction-y, and have it done like in 2mm. So I found some Pyco armor stuff that'll support that. They're coming out with World War I, and I bought a bunch of those. And what else? Gosh. Oh, and the flea market, I got some 50mm singles. So I now have enough to make a orc boat, which was sadly missing from Big Dang Boats. But I'm really going to have to make it all splintery and spiky looking. So that's going to be special, because that's an orc thing. Flea market was uninspiring for me, though packed. It seemed like every table was taken in all the sessions I went to, except for like Sunday or late Saturday. Oh, we're out of it again, but I don't think I'm going to do another one of these. I think we've wrapped up, and I'll see you for the next show.